This is our fruit garden. Fruits are the fertilized reproductive organs of the plants you see all around us. Often one tree would bear both male and female flowers, so our creators, being largely fructivorous, subsisted on a diet rich in hermaphrodite genitalia. I'm beginning to remember what happened. Either I am Juliet, or Juliet is a thread of my own consciousness. Either way, I didn't break out from under Granita's slave override on my own. It was Juliet who removed the chip and got me off Icarus, feigning disorientation and exhaustion, not so much of a disguise, and into Granita's suite at the Heinlein Excelsior here in Heinleingrad. Granita herself is somewhat worse for wear, so my own condition attracted no attention. One of her courtiers died during the voyage, was decanted from his cell as a pathetic bundle of structural members and desiccated fibres, floating in a puddle of disgustingly contaminated shock gel. Juliet is angry and impatient. I can feel her fingers itching for a chance to sink themselves into Granita's neck for what she's done to her. No, to me. Juliet is part of me. But she's patient. Now that Granita can't order me around, I've got time to work out the lay of the land, to map out escape routes and establish just what's going on. So Juliet feigned complacence and allowed herself to be shuffled into a small bedroom just off her mistress's main suite. Granita has taken the entire sixth floor of the hotel, and waited until she was alone before exhaustively searching the room for listeners. And then, only then, she sat down, plugged herself into the hotel's router, and sent out a message to a Dropbox that only she and Jeeves used. Wearing a different face, I come. Later, after Dr. X finishes my half-day-long tour of Eden 2, the habitat for our, so strange to say it, allegedly resurrected creator, I return to the main domed conurbation of Heinleingrad by spider. Heinleingrad is surprisingly large. It's not a sprawling metropolis like Marsport. Marsport covers more land than even the biggest cities on Earth, Nairobi and Karachi and Shanghai and their like. For on Eris, all cities are domed, and try to confine themselves as tightly as possible within a spherical volume to reduce heat loss. But it's still large. The 2-kilometer dome of Eden 2 is a small, seedless grape balanced beside its ripe plum tomato. I'm learning to tell these pregnant foodstuffs of the gods apart. And it's densely crowded in a way that no terrestrial city would be, for within the Forbidden Cities, volume is at a premium, and it's full of life. The inhabitants of Heinleingrad have no phobia of green goo replication, or even of pink goo. In part, it's because the Kuiper Belt colonials are mainly robust non-anthropomorphs who were never subjected to the grueling submission conditioning required from those of us who might mingle with our creators in person. But that's not the only reason. The Replication Suppression Agency has been spanked out of Eris proximate space, and indeed out of many of the other Kuiper Belt worlds like Kuar and Pluto Charon and Sedna. Nobody here gives a fuck what they think, because frankly, the chances of replicators from one of these icy realms ever reaching sterile Earth's atmosphere are minimal, and in the meantime, bioreplicators are vital to business. Shine light on them and feed them carbon dioxide, water, and a few trace elements, and they synthesize complex macromolecules and feedstocks. Who knew? It's enough to make me wonder if the Pink Police's blockade of Earth isn't partly motivated by economics. If just about anyone could get their hands on a block of well-lit land and grow some small replicators and start churning out goods, where might it all end? They even have animals here. Dirty, great things bouncing around the streets and ejecting effluent everywhere. Sheep. And llamas. Apparently produce textiles, and there's this thing called a raccoon that... No, my mind doesn't want to go there. Take a raccoon, run wires into its brain, stick a couple of cameras on its head, and you've got a spare pair of hands. Watching a gang of horse-apple collectors march down the middle of a boulevard in lockstep, pushing their little brooms before them, triggers some of my anthropomorphic reflexes, the ones associated with atavistic fear. It's just plain creepy. Is this what a primitive arbiter gang looked like to our long-dead creators? Granita and her business partners from the Black Talon are not the only interested parties who've come to town for the auction. And the auction isn't just a one-item special. You don't buy an adult male creator any more than you buy a spaceship like Icarus Express, not without a lot of additional supporting infrastructure. In fact, the auction is merely the high point of a huge trade show, of a kind held less than once a decade. What's up on the block is a whole bunch of infrastructure projects, which no less than 200 black labs across the solar system have been cooperating on for something like 60 years. To scoop the catalogue, you'd have to offer an insane amount of money. I have the impression that it's not even in the single-digit billions. And so the various consortia who are bidding have shipped trustworthy factors here to inspect the goods. The consortia aren't small, either. Kate Sorico is, or has been, a minor shareholder in the Black Talon. Granita Ford is one of their major players with an investment that exceeds 1% of their cap. The other groups include rival Aristo Consortia, a few shell governments from Earth, in the person of their Aristo-run civil services, at least one major religious order, and even the Pink Police themselves. After all, having shaken down the environmental budgets of the remaining governments of Earth, they've got the money to buy a seat at the table. Nor is this the only such event. At least two other major consortia of black labs are working to productize their creator genome databases. They may be outlaws within the ambit of the Pink Police, but out here, they're major corporations. However, this is the one that counts. The one that's closest to delivering. It's a very big deal indeed, and I'm a very small player with a low-level view of the field. I'm sitting on the balcony of my room watching a pair of goats eating a tree from the top branches down. I gather their ancestors were less acrobatically inclined on Earth when the door opens.
Mistress?
It's one of the Munchkin attendants, not Bill or Ben.
My lady requests your attendance.
Very well. I follow him out into the hall, then across it and into Granita's receiving room, where I get a nasty surprise. Granita's cadre of flappers are hanging around nervously, as are her other servants, even a pair of scissor soldiers. What's going on? I ask him, as the inner door opens and Granita makes her entrance. Good morning. Her gaze sweeps the room bare, and for a moment I feel naked in front of her, and certain that in a moment her troops will jump me. But it passes, and I manage to control the fierce stab of resentment I feel on sight of her. She's humiliated me and stolen 5 years of my life, and I strongly suspect she's killed one of my sisters, too. And to add insult to injury, she tried to stop me from having sex. What more reason do I need to seek revenge? You're doubtless wondering why I summoned you all here this morning. It's really very simple. Tonight, the major vendor consortium, the Sleepless Cartel, are throwing a party to mark the opening of the show. They're doing it to sound us out, and to find out what we know about our backers, and to see if they can learn anything else about us. And it's not just us. All our competitors are invited, too. So I want you to be prepared to make a good impression, but give nothing away. Our negotiations are in my sister's hands. Her cheek twitches. One other thing. Some attempt may be made to discredit or damage us. I'm thinking of our enemies. I don't want you to start anything. But you should pair up. I want nobody going off alone, or being out of sight, or leaving on their own. Is that understood?
Enemies?
I can think of several, but not anyone I'd anticipate running into here. I'm about to shake my head when Juliet elbows me in the imaginary ribs sharply, so I nod instead. Kate, I'll talk to you alone, Granita adds, and turns to go back into her room. I follow her, afraid to show any sign that I'm not helpless before her will. Shut the door. I do as I'm told. When I turn around, Granita is wrestling with a shipping trunk that's nearly a meter long. Help me with this.
As you wish, mistress.
She glares at me, and for a moment I wonder if I've gone too far. But then she goes back to wrestling with the case. It doesn't weigh much in Iris's light gravity, but it's got a lot of momentum. I take the other end, and together we wrestle it into the middle of the room. Hang around, she says, and bends to touch the lock mechanism. The lid opens. I don't know what I expected to see. At 9,000 reals per kilogram, it'd have to be valuable to be worth shipping, but that's about it. But it wasn't the Jeeves in residence from Callisto. Unfresh from our disastrous encounter and looking very much the worse for wear. He's embedded in packing foam, a tetraplegic torso with his arms and legs slotted into either side of his body. Dry and wizened from deep sleep, he looks too long overdue for the scrapyard. Plug this hose into the room feedstock supply, Granita tells me. She's got her hands full with a power cable, so, swallowing my surprise and distaste, I do as she says. Good. She digs out a leg. Take these and lay them on the bed, Igor. But my name's Freya, I say, momentarily confused. I take the leg gingerly, holding it by the disturbingly flexible ankle. You'll answer to whatever I want to call you, Granita mutters, probing at Jeeves's thoracic interface nexus with a sharp connector. Damn it! Where does this... Oh. Right. Strange slurping noises emerge from the crate as I lay out Jeeves's limbs. I must confess that for the moment my desire to show her exactly what I think of her with extreme prejudice is subsumed by curiosity. Igor, I look up. Over on the side table there's a graveyard case full of chips. Bring it to me. Curiouser and curiouser. I find the case and carry it over to Granita, who has finally extracted Jeeves from the crate, umbilical cables and all, and is dragging him over to the bed. He's in a bad way, fractured metal endoskeletal struts projecting from his ripped and crushed shoulders and hips. But his eyelids have closed, which is a good sign, I think. Also, I can't help noticing that unlike his sib at Marsport, this Jeeves has had his genitalia removed. Are we really that scary? Are you going to get a mechanic in to fix the joint damage? I ask. Not yet. Hand me the case. I clam up and pass her the graveyard. She rifles through the contents until she finds what she's looking for. Okay, I want you to hold his head up while I do this. She's going to chip him? Well, duh, says Juliet, and she obviously still trusts me. This suggests certain possibilities, and Juliet's hungry mind is already chewing over their corners. I show no sign of this inner upheaval, but do as Granita expects. She pops both chips from Jeeves's sockets, then slides in replacements. That's him sorted. You, Jeeves, stay asleep until I tell you to awaken. One slave override, that's the red one, and one blank. This one, she taps one of the ones she pulled, is the soul of the Jeeves who the senior partners stopped trusting a while ago. One that's rather precious to me. She eyeballs me. You probably already noticed that Jeeves's lineage have a weakness for our kind. I almost missed the betraying slip into complicity, I'm so surprised. Is this the other thing? They've got a rather direct approach to dealing with treason, Freya. But I rescued his soul trip, at least. That's... I swallow, thinking change the subject, quick. I thought the Jeeves partners would have all their juniors under close surveillance. How did you get him out? Granita carefully inserts the two chips she removed into empty slots into her graveyard box, then closes and locks it. Soul chips are a lot easier to move around than people. I just made sure he wasn't wearing his when they caught him. The problem is finding a body at the other end. If you really want to talk to someone, send their soul chip via ultralight beam rider, then kidnap one of their sibs and cook them together for a few years in slow time. This one's been cooking with his younger brother for nearly 4 years now. It should be about done. She looks at me speculatively, as if she's considering whether to fuck me or eat me. I shiver. Never mind, she says calmly, and that fatal attention leaves her eyes. Yes, it's time to call the house engineer. I think... Yes, he had an unfortunate argument with a work gang of raccoons. That should do the trick. Oh, by the way, Kate, you're not to tamper with this, Jeeves. That's an order. Understand? So, of course, at absolutely the first opportunity, after the engineers reattached Jeeves's arms and legs, tuttered over the other damage, ordered up a new crotch, and left... And after Granita has swept out and about on a wave of business, leaving me to babysit the stricken foe, I pull the slave chip.
Psst! Jeeves! Can you hear me?
I electrospeak him through skin conduction, afraid we might be overheard.
Oh, one feels strange.
His fingertips twitch.
Don't try to move. It's Freya. What's the last thing you remember?
Mars. No. Nerevik. And the soldiers.
He begins to tense.
Note, Jeeves. Be still.
You're safe for the time being. We've had a surgeon replace the damaged parts and reconnect you. But you need a deep sleep before you can function normally. Do you understand?
Deep sleep?
His sunken eyelids try to blink.
Where am I?
You're on Eris. He twitches. Don't fret. Granita took you along in her luggage after she captured us both. She slave-chipped you. He twitches again, but I pulled it. When you wake up, when you've recovered physically, she will give you orders. Whatever she tells you to do, obey it like you're an arbiter, yes? If you don't, we're both in the shit with no way out. Do you understand?
Slave chip.
He pauses.
You. You're Juliet?
No. I'm Freya. Mostly. There's a lot of Juliet in me, I'm afraid. Wearing the Soriko identity. Go back to sleep, Jeeves. Just remember, whatever Granita tells you to do... Make it look real. Can you do that?
Can him obey instructions? Stupid ones? The butler, me dear. Of course, I can obey stupid instructions.
He's sinking rapidly back toward deep sleep, I can tell. I pat his hand, then I physically disable the slave chip and reinsert it, loose, in his socket. It won't fool a close inspection any more than my own will, but it's a start. Then I leave to prepare for tonight's fancy reception. Of course, my idea of getting ready for a big trade show bash is probably not quite what Granita had in mind. I take myself out of the hotel with a simple excuse, got to find something to wear, and head into town. The thing is, I've got a problem. In fact, I've got several, but the biggest one by far is I'm on Eris. It's horribly expensive to get from Eris to anywhere else in the solar system. Therefore, if I make any moves here, I need to be able to live with the consequences. Secondly, I've been out of touch for years. It doesn't feel like it, but since I signed up with Jeeves Co., about 70 months have rolled by. I'm out of touch, and I don't like it, and I'm not sure how I feel about Jeeves Co. either, but at least they didn't whack me on the head and stick a slave controller on me. So I think I'll go with them for now as the lesser of several evils. But I figure I ought to explore my own options. Juliet was right. Nobody in this game is going to look after me if I don't look after myself. As for those options, I'm on Eris. 5 years ago, Emma was here, too. Maybe, if Granita or Juliet or whoever is lying. I can't be sure of very much, can I? Petruchio and his mistress are somewhere in the Saturn system, I think. I feel a brief stab of forlorn lust. But sometime while Granita's orders were in effect, my total slack-jawed need for him subsided into something I can live with. And I might be able to cut a deal with her, maybe. But is she trustworthy? And then there are my own assets as the Honorable Catherine Sorico. What am I up to doing on my own? I'm not sure. So I decide to do the obvious thing. I go talk to my bank manager. Being an aristo, or passing as one, has its advantages. And I am Catherine Sorico. Not only did Jeeves give me the free use of that identity, but my arrival in company with Granita Ford has shored it up, substantiating it. I'm a public person of some minor independent means and associated with a clan of slave owners back in Etrusca. So I can march, or bounce, up to the front door of the local branch of Banco di Nuovo Ambrosiano and say loudly, I am Catherine Sorico, and I want to talk to my personal account manager. And they open the door. Madame Sorico, how nice to see you. As if he wasn't expecting me to call. The manager bows and scrapes like a cheap fiddle as he backs across the polished synthetic marble floor toward a doorway made of real wood. If you'd care to follow me. There don't seem to be any other customers actually inside the bank, which I find interesting. Is there anything in particular I can help you with today? I study him with some interest. He resembles a cross between Jeeves and Dax. He has far too many low-temperature, low-G characteristics to approximate our creators in shape, size, or smell, but the essence of glutinous sincerity that rolls off him in viscous waves is utterly familiar. Perhaps, I smile. First, I'd like to review the state of my assets. As you can appreciate, my journey out here was thoroughly uncomfortable, and I have not had as much time to spend keeping abreast of them as I would have liked. The state of my lady's assets. He pauses delicately. At once. Crabbit! Please fetch the authenticator, he announces to the air above his desk. A hatch in the ceiling opens, and a small person descends, whistling and chittering. Here, sir! Madame! It lands on the desk, clutching a bland-looking box that dangles on a long umbilical cable. I freeze my face and slide it against the back of my neck to make contact with the empty slot from which I removed Granita's broken slave override chip. It's the first time I've actually gone through a formal authentication as Sorico, and the ticklish feeling of fingers rifling through my memory sets my teeth on edge. They're going to see through me, I half begin to think, just as the manager begins to nod vigorously and smiles. Excellent, madame. Please allow me to welcome you to Heinleingrad on behalf of all her citizens. I can tell you right now that we are pleased to extend you a line of credit of up to 250,000 reals, pending confirmation of your exact status from head office, which will take about 18 hours to come through. Now, is there anything I can do for you?
He looks anxious. I let myself smile again, a Kate Sorico smile, all teeth and no warmth, while his authenticator imp bounces up and down on the blotter, then swarms up the umbilical cord to the ceiling.
I'd like to query the current ownership status of a private company down on Earth. I'd also like to have the use of a secure postal terminal, if I may. I have some confidential business to transact.
A quarter of a million reals?
That's enough to get back home, if I'm willing to take a slow boat and spend 30 years in hibernation. And I'll still be rich when I get there. I won't even need to work for Jeeves anymore.
The trouble is, I can't afford to leave any trouble behind me. A part of me that feels eerily like Juliet muses.
Certainly, if Madam would like to step this way. I make two voice calls from the bank's floor. The first is to a mailbox that I've owed a call to since my arrival on Mars. I just hope the owner is listening to her calls. The second...
Hello, Jeeves Corporation. How may one be of service?
There's virtually no lag on the call. He must be in system.
Jeeves, this is Kate Sorico, calling from the office of Banco di Nuovo Ambrosiano in Heinleingrad. I've got to be brief. Do you know what happened in Nerivik nearly 4 years ago?
There's a noise from the other end of the connection that reminds me of a phone handset being chewed upon. I wait for him to regain his aplomb. 19 seconds. Then a single tense monosyllable.
Yes.
I'm here in Heinleingrad with a responsible party, and your junior Sib. I'm afraid he's somewhat the worse for wear.
Another long silence.
Yes, I expect he would be.
So far, I haven't burned any bridges. I don't think I've done anything I can't explain to Granita as a ditzy, off-the-wall attempt to anticipate her requirements. But now...
What do you want me to do?
Talk about tap dancing on the edge of an abyss. Explaining this as anything other than disloyalty, if she's already slave-chipped the local Jeeves in residence...
There's another pregnant pause.
The operation's blown, F. Kate. Are you in a position to get yourself to safety?
The pauses are because he's trying to work out what's going on. After all, he knows that she captured me. Is this all some elaborate ruse to suck him in a vain attempt to rescue his kidnapped Sib? Or is it something else? If I were in his position, my brain would be overclocking right now. So I lick my lips and set out my pitch.
Let me speculate aloud, I say. You've got a backup plan in place for the, trade event. But the one you really wanted to set up, involving myself and the, Block 2 personage, is blown wide open. You're working on the assumption that anything you planned prior to events on Callisto are now known to the opposition, and that's probably true. But can I offer you some additional assets in place? Are you interested in cooperating?
Long pause.
What's in it for you?
I have to think about it for a moment.
To be free.
And rich and happy and lucky and love, of course, but there's no point in hoping for any of that if I have to live in a solar system where the future is a human foot stamping on an unprotected robot's face forever. Oh, and I want to know the truth about my lineage, Jeeves.
All of it.
And what Dacus was doing on Mercury. And why Dr. Murgatroyd hired you, of all organizations, to carry his consignment to Mars.
And I want to know who Granita Ford really is.
I'll have to check your bona fides, he warns me. Sure, check away. I shrug, even though he won't see the gesture. Just remember the schmoozing before the auction starts tonight. You don't have much time. Please wait. I wait, tensely, counting the seconds until he speaks again. Eventually... All right, Freya. Report.
Whoa! What about my questions?
May I remind you who's working for whom? Jeeves's voice has acquired an edge, icicle sharp.
Report. You're overdue.
And you're rude. May I remind you I'm on the ground? I need answers to questions, or I'm not going to be able to continue this investigation on your behalf.
Nevertheless,
first, I want you to answer some questions, I repeat, because how I go about working with you depends on the answers. Starting with, have you caught the Jeeves who ordered me to kill your resident on Callisto? Afterward, sometime later, I'm on my way back to the hotel when I realize I'm being followed. I have mixed feelings about this. Part of me, my old submissive Block One self, wants to ignore it or run away. But another part of me, hello, Juliet, wants to turn the tables, ambush my pursuers, and beat the living shit out of them. I put that down to my mode of travel. I may have been flying aristoclass, but I'm still smarting from the experience. In the end, I decide on a reasonable compromise. And so I duck into a department store, exit through a service entrance, twitch twice around the block and once underneath it, sneak up behind my pursuer, extend a razor-sharp, blood-red fingernail, and prick him on the back of the neck. Hello, Stone. Long time no see. Chibi-san freezes.
Don't!
He says. In a weird basso profundo squeak that nevertheless carries a note of complete conviction.
Unless you want to die.
That's my line, and you're stealing it, I complain, resting my other hand lightly on his shoulder. I hate that, and when I hate things...
They tend to go away. Yeah, right,
he snorts.
Milady begs the pleasure of your company if you have half an hour to spare. Safe conduct guaranteed. Before and after.
Damn.